We were not going to do this. I mean, we had something lined up for today, as we do, because we have to plan ahead. And, you know, we obviously didn't want to air that because it just didn't feel relevant right now at all. Not to discredit that podcast, but right now there's obviously other things that are top of mind, clearly. And we want to use our platform to talk about it and address it because it's really important to us. And this is our responsibility, our accountability. We're two young Jewish females in Toronto, Canada, that are deeply, deeply affected by what's going on. And it's not just because of our religion. And I think that's really what we want to get across right now. There is a lot to be, this is not a political podcast. We're not trying to go into the history of this right now. But that's really, not the point. We really need to express to anyone that is listening the gravity of what is taking place over the weekend and to call out hate when hate crimes and barbaric animalistic acts that are happening. So we just want to give you guys like facts, just the facts of what has happened over the weekend to give insight as to, you know, as concise as possible as to kind of what has been going on.
Yeah, I think like both of us are literally shaking and our hearts are breaking right now as to what's happened in Israel and to the Jewish people over the weekend. It's unspeakable and horrific. And to Lanny's point, I think if we can do anything right now is to speak openly about what's happened, to make you guys aware of what's happened and to talk to you guys about what you can do.
Yeah.
About what you can do. Because even if you think you can't do something, I promise you,
you can.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. You can. So if you don't know, and if you don't know exactly what happened this weekend, we're just going to give it to you very straight. Hamas, which is an internationally recognized terrorist association, came in by land, by sea, and by foot to Israel. They infiltrated a peaceful music festival. So just put this in your mind, a peaceful music festival. It was like a Burning Man, a Coachella. Imagine one of those music festivals was infiltrated with a terrorist organization and they killed, slaughtered, raped over 250 of those festival goers who were all young kids, who were all there in peace, who were dancing, who were with friends. There was no motive for them. So picture that being at Coachella or any other music festival.
Fact one.
Fact. That's fact one.
Those are the numbers now.
Okay. Thousands of Israelis slaughtered in cold blood in their homes, whole families wiped out, kids murdered in front of their parents, parents murdered in front of their kids, women raped and then being brought back to Gaza to be put on display in front of the people there where they celebrated those rapings, children being taken.
Somewhere posted a child being beheaded. Okay. More facts. Facts that happened over the weekend. These are facts. Okay. Oh, Holocaust survivors.
They survived this already.
This hate, this terror that have survived this already, being brutally beaten on the phone with their granddaughters that are checking in to make sure their grandma's okay.
Yeah.
This is brutality at its worst.
And the reason we know a lot of this is because they are posting this.
This is not because we're like reading certain slanted articles about, these are the facts. Okay. We're not getting into the politics of this is what happened over the weekend to innocent lives, civilian lives, we're not even talking about military. These are civilians.
So we have there's 150 that have been kidnapped
that
are currently being used as collateral. by Hamas. There are people missing. Those numbers are rising. This is not okay. And to anybody out there who listens to those facts and then feels the need to justify, to say but, to bring up the history, you need to check your morals and your humanity.
And educate yourself. This isn't a sports game right now. No one's winning here. This was genocide. And until the world and the people, how can people not be accountable for doing such a thing? What type of world are we living in where we do not value life? That is what that is saying to me. We are choosing not to value life. What is this?
They're choosing not to value Jewish life. They're choosing that Jewish life is less than any other life.
And just so everyone understands, this is also a fact. You can look, the goal of Hamas is to obliterate the Jewish people. It is not to live in a dual state. So we're not getting into politics, but that is
the goal. It is in their charter.
That is the goal of this people by saying right now, in my opinion, and this might be controversial, but by saying free Palestine right now, that doesn't talk about what is going on in the situation. That might be someone's perspective, but that's not addressing, that's not, why are we talking about that right now? We're talking about genocide.
And I think something really impactful that I heard is, where's our September 12th? Where is the mourning from the world following this massacre? To your point, following a mass terror attack in Paris, in London, after 9/11, the world stopped. Right. The world literally stopped. And we were just away. And I can tell you, the world, it is business as usual. And you have to think, if you would react differently to this situation, if it was anywhere else in the world, if you have seen any videos on Instagram of the brutality, this isn't even just a shooting, of the brutality that is happening.
Animalistic.
If you were to close your eyes and think of what is happening, and your reaction is different than how you're reacting now, then you need to check your anti-Semitic bias.
The thing is, it is so deep-rooted. It is so deep-rooted. I think, truthfully, people hate Jews and they don't even know why they hate Jews.
I think we should speak to how people can help, because I do think
there
are a lot of people who want to help and who don't know how, who want to speak out and who don't know what to say.
This is so complicated and people don't even know how to breach the subject.
But that's the thing. I don't think the facts are complicated.
But what's happening is the way the news is being reported, it's becoming about that. This is becoming about politics, and it's not. So it's causing other people, because it's what it's rooted in. You're right. If this were to happen in any other place in the world, the reaction would be different. But because it is wrapped up in the conflict that already currently exists, which is so complicated, people are choosing to make the situation complicated.
Well, they're choosing to make it political.
But it's not. Yeah. It was just mass murder. Like, it doesn't matter. If you value life, it's mass murder, full stop. So you guys need to wake up. Everyone needs to wake up. Don't post something to just post something. Don't follow people because, don't do something because your friend's doing it or your mom's doing it. Like, do something because you wholeheartedly believe it. And there's no way. I have too much faith in humanity that after the facts we have now reported on of what happened over the weekend, that we can't do better. That you can't pick up the phone and call someone that's, any of your Jewish friends, if you pick up the phone and call them today, I'm telling you, they'll say thank you. They will say thank you. I appreciate you calling in. You're not going to get an awkward conversation, or you might, but deal with it. You're going to get a thank you, and that is what you should be doing. If you have a platform and you're not talking about this, and you're proud and you're Jewish and you agree, I think you're just as accountable. People need to be addressing what is going on. Being where I am in Toronto, being in Canada, I should feel safe, but I am Jewish. And with all those things, I do not feel safe. And this is about, and the bigger problem here is what's going to happen when people not addressing what this what's going on. This weekend will come and go. Unfortunately, that's what's going to happen, like all news cycles. But what the thing that scares me is it's already in a horrible state. We know how Jews are being treated all over the world. It's disgusting. And this is now just going to, it's a catalyst for more hate. I don't know. I'm like just in kind of like disbelief. I had this whole thing fucking written out and it was supposed to be more about the humanitarian angle, which is how I feel. I'm just super disappointed. We have people on this podcast day in and day out talking about, you know, certain things not being addressed, medical attention not being put here, put there. And yes, all these are really important things that we think about, but none of this seems to matter if you don't feel safe or protected, right? We know every Jewish person in any Jewish establishment in North America, and I was on high alert and security. People are living, but we're doing this to ourselves. And anyone thinks that they can't make a change or stop this problem, that is the scariest part. It's not these big changes. Like, who are we? We have this podcast, right? Like, but people fucking listen to us because they like what we have to say. I don't know. What, to your point, what person out there would not hear the facts that were given this morning about how many people were brutally murdered and not think
to speak out
or to support or do something? Hate does not discriminate. Let's just put it that way. And I think my message is that it's good. Yeah, this is good. You're going to be in a position where you're going to want support and you're going to want help. And you shouldn't have to wait to be in that position to help someone else. Like, what are you waiting for? You want to wait to feel like how we feel to speak up? Well, you shouldn't, because it's horrible. And I wish this on nobody. And you never want to have to feel you have to justify people's right to live for being Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the silence is, it's deafening. And I think it is showing being complicit.
Yeah.
I do. Unfortunately, it is sickening. And I think regardless of quote unquote your platform, if you are on social media, you should be showing your support to the Jewish people, to Israel,
okay,
to this terror attack. So regardless, I don't think people have to feel like just because they're not Chris Kardashian, because they're right, not Amy Schumer, that their voice does not matter. Your voice matters. Your platform matters. And it is so important now more than ever that you speak up and speak out against these inhumane and barbaric attacks that have taken place, independent of the politics between Israel and Palestine. Independent of that, this is a massacre beyond comprehension. And if you are not speaking out about rapings, about kids being kidnapped and put in cages, about babies being beheaded, about the elderly being kidnapped and lit on fire, then you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. You should be fucking ashamed. So you should go on social media. And if you don't know what to post, because I think a lot of people do not know what to post.
What
if
like,
you don't know
example,
what to say, if you don't know what to
what
stand
are they
up
saying?
For.
What are people, what are they doing? We know we're going to be reposting. We're going to be saying sometimes of our own stuff. In terms of posting, I feel people that aren't Jewish don't want to necessarily, this is where I'm kind of thinking, this is like not the time to be like wishy-washy about your politics. Like, I get it, but people think if they're posting something like this, it means they're pro-Israel. And that's not necessarily maybe the goal here, right? Like, that's why this is so complicated, because it's attached to so much more.
For sure.
And social media, let me be clear, is a very important tool, but it's not the only tool. This is conversations that we're having. It's any conversation with anyone to enlighten them about what is going on. It is speaking up for something when you see something that is hateful. It's very easy. We were taught this at a very young age. This is how society is dictated. We don't accept hate crimes and acts of hate. And the acts of hate are going to continuously happen.
So conversations, let's also be clear, posting on social media, and we can talk in a second about what you could post. I think if you are a
messaging,
I think if you are a business owner, a principal, a teacher, there are so many other forums where you need to speak out against what has happened and speak to the Jewish community, especially as a business owner. People are scared. I have friends who work in organizations that have not spoken out about this. They're terrified.
I think if you're, to your point, if you are anyone with a pulse,
if you have a moral compass of any kind,
we can all do better, or find a way to support these people, thousands of lives that have now had to be relocated, the injured, dying for no reason. Find monies to give back, support, volunteer. Don't let people say anti-Semitic comments to someone around you and keep on walking. Don't be scared to stand up for yourself or for other people around you.
I think we can say that, like, the Jewish people right now, Israel right now, we are literally fighting for our lives. We are fighting for our lives. And I think if you don't know what to say, whether it's on social media, whether it's to another Jewish person, whether it's to a non-Jewish friend, you can say that you stand for peace, right, that you stand for humanity, and that you stand against terrorism.
You are,
and
those are basic, being abducted, being tortured, being raped, being killed, being bloody murdered in front of groups of people, and you're staying silent.
I think if you guys have questions specifically, and you want to have an open dialogue, we are here for it. We are not here for hate. We will share links. We will share Instagram accounts. We will share some of our sources that we are using, and hopefully you can inform yourself. There's going to be a lot of misinformation. There's going to be a lot of propaganda. Please, before you post or share or speak, inform yourself and educate yourself on what you are saying. But please, if you have specific questions, we will post them anonymously. We will share them and we will talk about it and we will have an open conversation. This is not a place for hate. We're really trying to educate you guys, and hopefully you can find some compassion, and you can share and you can speak and you can stand up and stand with the Jewish people and with Israel right now.